We are learning with Sechtes Yuma Daf Chav Chesam Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud Chav Chesam Beis. Tanya, Linton Abraisa. Rabbi Shmuel, we have a few different sheetahs, what exactly the lookout Kayin, who was looking to see if it was day, what he said, what was his lashon. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Imre, I don't know if it was a Kayin Dafka, the person who was looking out to see if it was morning. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Imre, Barak Barkai. His lashon is, he says, it's shining, the light is shining. Rabbi Kiva, Imre, Ola Barkai. Which is, Rashi says, a little bit stronger than a barak. Barak means like a spark, like the light is just shining, just coming to light. Rekiva says, no, it came up already. It's also light in heaven. Masa ben Shmuel, Hamuna al Paisa, he's the one who's in charge on the Paisa, he says, Heyer pnei kol ha-mizruch, atche b'chevren. The whole eastern side is light until heaven. We remember, and everyone already is going to work. I see people going to work. It's very light, and the way they explain the kash is, and you don't have to stand on the roof for that. And for the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean that the people are going out to work. He sees the homeowners and the field owners going out to look for people to work. And that's early in the morning, and that you only can tell from up there on top of the roof. So, to Gemara, once we mentioned about early morning, like the Shachar, we're going to get involved a little bit in the sun shining. Amar Rav Safra, Tzeloisa da Avram, the Tfilah of Avram Avinu, which here means Tfilas Mincha. And already the Tzeloisa Shonim and the other Rishonim ask, why are we calling the Mincha prayer, the Mincha davening, why are we calling it Avram? Isn't that Yitzchak? So they both all explain that Avraham Avinu also davened mincha, but so the way Tosfos Shalom says, Yeshleim the Achash Tikna Yitzchak Hayoim Regam Avram. That's Kach Peres Rebbeinu Tam. It's one shot. Inam Yom Rabbi the Bekomokim Hayoim Ra Avram Metchila Elashloi Osa Klal Lachol Meibes. He didn't make a takana until Yitzchak made a takana. So two pshatim. But either way, Avram definitely davened mincha. So we're saying, Tzeloisa d'Avram, when did Avram daven mincha? He daven mincha in the earliest time possible, what we call mincha gedayla. And he started daven mincha m'shachrei kaisli, when the walls started getting darkened, which means when the sun shines from the east, so the wall that it's going that's across from it is shining. Once the sun gets in the middle of the sky, then it gets darkened. So when it got in the middle of the sky, the sun, which means exactly at Chatzos, he davened mincha. Omer Rav Yosef, Anam Avram Nekev Nigma, we should go learn from Avram Avinu, which one right now assumes that the kasha is that Avram Avinu was a very big zoris. He always was mekayim zrizim magdil mitzvahs. We should learn from him and daven exactly at Chatzos. So no, it's not a problem. Rabbi Tana gamam Avram, but not like Avinu. The Tana learns that halacha from Avram Avinu. We should learn from there. The Tana learned in a brisa. It says in the pasuk, "Vayemash mina pasuk tazriya, vayemash mina yimel b'sarla." So on the eighth day, a person should do a mila for his son. Malamed shkal yoyim kashal mila. You see that the whole day, the whole yoyimash mina is kashal mila. Ella shaz rizim people who are zoris, who are very careful about the mitzvahs, makdimul mitzvahs, they do it early. Shnema says by Avram Avinu. When he went to Akedah Yitzchak, Vayashkeim Avraham Babaykeh Vayach Vayishas Chamari, he woke up early in the morning. And we see, we learn now from there to Amila, every bris Mila is done as early as possible. We know it from Ravinos. So do learn it from Ravinos. So what's the Kasha? Elam Ravyesa Ravyesa Haka Kasha. This is Kasha. The Tanaim. We went to the Mishnah, in Mesechlis Pesachim, beginning of Perak Tov Menishchat, Chal Avri Pesachim Lies Be'erav Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is an Erev Shabbos. Now, if Erev Pesach is an Erev Shabbos, you can't roast the carbon Pesach at night, because at night it's Shabbos. Even though it's Yontif, but Shabbos, you can't roast the Pesach on Shabbos. There we have to roast the Pesach Erev Pesach. So you need more time. So then the halacha was that they brought the carbon tam at the earliest time possible, which was when? By 6.5 hours. That means a half hour after Chatzos. Chal Avri Pesach and Lias Be'erav Shabbos, Nishcha B'sheish HaMechza, they shecht the carbon tam at 6.5 hours, v'karav v'sheva mechza, and it took an hour to process the karm talmud, and it was karav by the 7.5 hour, and afterwards it's the karm pesach. And if we're learning from Avraham Avinu that the tefilas mincha was exactly a chatzos, v'nishchetei mimishachri kaisel, why don't we do the shchita from when the kaisel starts getting darkened, which means exactly at chatzos, when it's not going across the wall anymore, it's high up in the sky, straight up in the sky. So why don't we start shechting at 6? hours, which is achatzos. Zok the Gemara, that's not shver. Umay kasha. V'dilma koyse beis hamikdash b'sheish mechtsim shachri. Maybe because the beis hamikdash walls they were wide on the bottom and thinner on the top, and therefore even when the sun was in the middle of the sky, the walls still were shined on because it was narrow on top and wider on the bottom. So you had to wait till 6.5 hours until the kesel got darkened. It wasn't straight. The walls weren't straight. So that's kasha number one. Teres number one, really, technically. Don't ask me a kasha from the Beis HaMikdash on what we just said from Avraham Avinu, because it's very possible in the Beis HaMikdash the walls weren't straight. Inami, Shani Avraham, that's Tignes Kedoylois of Liba. He was very good with the Mazalois and the sun. He knew exactly, he was very very good, we'll call it in astronomy. He knew exactly he was a bucky in the way the everything works. He knew exactly when Chatzos was. And third Pshai, Nam, he was in Zok of Yosh B'Shiva Hava, because he was a big Talmud Chacham, he learned the whole day, and therefore also he had the Koyach to know exactly when 6 hours was. But we, who don't know exactly, we have to wait the 6.5 hours to make sure. And that is where it comes, a big Shaila, if someone davens Mincha B'Di'evra, at Chatzos, doesn't wait the 1/2 hour after Chatzos, it's a big Shaila V'Yotze B'Di'evra not. What's the Pshat? Is the Pshat is now, this is the Zman is Dafka 1/2 hour after Chatzos, or it's only because of Safik? Because if we know Chatzos is, then it works. This is a big Shaila Halacha, if you're Yotze Mincha or not. Pashtus, you're not Yotze Pashtus, but the Arshit is all the Yotze, like upon him, the Arshit is all the Yotze Shachris until 6.5 hours. How do you know that he was Zok in Yeshiva? How do you know Avraham Avinu was in Yeshiva, was learning? From the days of our forefathers, from Avraham Avinu, Yeshiva hasn't stopped the Klal Yisrael since Avraham Avinu. Anytime it says Lashon Zikne, it means Zeshe Kana Chachma, which means people who are learning Torah. When they were in the midbar, yeshiva mom also was a yeshiva with them. Shnema es osvali shivamish. The pasuk says there also ziknei esvali shivamish b'ziknei Yisrael. And the Gemara says further that Avraham Avinu was zaken yeshiva. Shnema Avraham zaken baba yam. Yitzchak Avinu zaken yeshiva. He also was learning yeshiva. Again, it's a lashon zaken by him. Shnema avihiki zaken Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu also zaken yeshiva. Hayah. Shnema ve'enei Yisrael kavdu mezoiken. Eliezer Avraham zaken yeshiva. Hayah. Shnema ve'yem Avraham el avdoi zekan beisoi amoish b'chal ashloi. Again, lashon zaken zekan is zek shekana chachma. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Shemoyshel v'taris rabbi. It says Amoyshel b'chal ashloi. He was Moyshel. He was in control of his rabbi's Torah. He had it all under his hand. Who that Masik Eliezer? What's the lashon of Torah? Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Shadoyla umashke meteirasa shel rabbi la'acherim. He filled up from the well and poured it to other people, and he gave from the Torah of his rabbi Avram to other people. Amar Rav. Kayim Avraham Avinu kol Torah kula. Avraham Avinu is kayim the whole Torah, because the pasuk says, "Ekev asher shoma Avraham bekoli vayishmar mishmarati mitzvaysai chukasai v'sorosai." So there's a few different things. The shemat bekoli and says mishmarati mitzvaysai chukasai v'sorosai. So it says he's kayim kol Torah kula. Only Rav Shimon Achila the Rav aim a sheva mitzvahs. Maybe meant the sheva mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. That is kayim that. Ha'ikanai mila is mila also. Frank Mar Ba'ima Sheva mitzvahs umila. Maybe he's kind of the seven mitzvahs of Menoyach and the mila. Amaleim Cain, let him just say, Eke Vasher Shoma Avram Bekoili Vayishma Mashmarti. What's mitzvahsai, chukasai, sarasai, Imke mitzvahsai, sarasai, lomali? It means he was kind of every single mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Tamar Vashi. Kayim Avraham Avinu fill the Erev Tavshilin, Eruvei Tavshilin. Even Kayim Eruvei Tavshilin, which is a Erev that we make in order that we should be able to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Usually not do Achana, you're not allowed to cook for Yontif for the weekday, that's a lav. But for Shabbos you're allowed to. And we do it out there, Erev Tavshilin, which is only a Darban Degedin, because with the rice you're allowed to cook from weekday to from Yontif to Shabbos. And you need Erev Tavshilin with the Rabbanon. That's the Chiddush. That even something is not Alocha Moshe Messinai, it's the Takana of Seifrim, Takana of Chazal. Still, he was a kind of that also. Shnemar, Toyrosai, Echaz Tarashavaksav, Echaz Tarashavapah. Both Tarashavaksav and Tarashavapah, Avram Avinu kept both of them. And this teaches us that Sai Divrei Torah and Sai Divrei Seifrim, Avram Avinu was Mekayim. So, to Gemara Vaita, back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says that the Munah says, go out on top of the roof and check if it's Zman Shchita. So it says in the Pasuk, in Megia, if it reaches Zman Shchita, HaRoya Omer Barkai, the Roya says Barkai. Then it says, Masav and Shmuel Omer, Heya Prim Kol Mizrach Atshav Echevrin. So the Siach Yitzchak speaks out, if the Reisha, the Roya says Barkai, according to Masav and Shmuel, who's saying, Heya Prim Kol Mizrach Atshav Echevrin? That's the person on top of the roof. But then afterwards, Mizrach says, Vuhu Amahain, and he says yes. Who says yes? He just said, "Hey, a prigam is a chashuv chaver." Who's saying yes? And that's the Gemara's discussion. Man oma hein. Who said hein? Ilay mahachta kayigra. If it's the person standing on the roof, who cholam buma fasher, which literally means he has a dream and he says the interpretation of the dream. He's the one who said, "Hey, a prigam is a chashuv chaver." He says also the interpretation, which means the answer. It makes no sense. Elo hachta kayara. So it must be the person standing on the ground says Hain. Mano Yoda, how does he know? If the guy on the roof says it's lit, is it lit until Chavrim? And the guy in the bottom says yes. How does he know? So the more has two mahachim. There's a one pshat that's the person standing on the ground, and one pshat the person standing on the roof. The way it works like this. Amayihu, the one on the roof says, Hey, by the way, the whole eastern side is lit up. Amalei, so the person on the ground says, "Vamalei hachtekay ara atchav echevren until chevren." It's also lit. Vamalei heyo hein. He says yes. So that's one shot with the person on the roof saying yes. V'boyisem hachtekay ara. Amaiu, the person on the ground says, "Hey, prekal mizrach," is the whole eastern side lit up. Amalei, so the person on the roof says, "Atchav echevren." Yeah, until chevren it's lit up. Vamalei, he says, "Hey, yeah, that's what I wanted to know. That's what I wanted to know." He says, "Hey, now why do we have to have lit up till chevren? Just lit up the whole eastern side. What are they saying? Let him just say all the far down. Why is the Atchav Chevron?" So Rashi brings down from the Yashami, "Kedei lahaskir schus avos maskir chevron." Just want to massively want to remember the schus of the avos. Avram Avinu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are buried in Chevron. Therefore, we mention Chevron. So tomorrow Vayta, it says lama hutshukul kach, because one time they mixed up the glare of the moon to the glare of the sun. Which has that happen? For example, me machlef. How can you mix them up? By Tainut and Abraisa, Rabbi Omer, in the Dermatim Shalavana, the column of light that comes up from the moon is not similar Latima Shalchama. It's not alike. They're not similar. The column of light that comes from the moon is not the same like the column of light that comes from a sun. What's the difference? Tima Shalavana Metama Vayla Kamakel. The light of Levana goes up in a straight line, like a deckel tree, like a palm tree. Tima shalchama mavtzila kan lekan. The light of the sun spreads out. If you ever look at the glare of the sun, it spreads out all different ways. So how can you compare the two lights, the light of the moon and light of the sun? So Gemara says, that day, Tonabere Rishmol, Yoyimah Ma'inhoye, that day was a cloudy day. And when the day is cloudy, so even the Levana will spread in all different ways. Even the moon, the light will spread in different ways, and it looked like the sun. Amar Papa, Shmami No, Yoima De Iva. This is back to a sunny day. On a cloudy day, when the sun is shining, since we're saying when the cloud is covering, it finds little like pockets to come out of. So even with the sun, it also spread out the rays of the sun across the whole area of the sky. Yoyim Iva Kula Shimsho, the whole sky, you have to be chayshish for sun. You have to assume there might be sunny that spot. L'mayin afkemina. L'shtuchi Eris. If you want to dry skins on a day that's cloudy, you can put it anywhere you want, because the sun could be coming out of any pocket where the clouds are separate. Inam, Yikledorosh Rava. Ishaloy Solush, on Erev Pesach, or anytime before Pesach, you make a matzis, you should not knead the dough. Not in the sun, not in water heated by the sun. Now, what's called in the sun? Let's say it's a cloudy day. So if he's there, you can't knead the dough in any part under the clouds, anywhere, because the chama could come out, the sun could come out anywhere, any of the cracks, and it come out b'kayach there. And therefore, it'll be a problem to knead the dough in any spot when it's cloudy. When it's sunny, you only connect to the sun. But when it's cloudy, it's worse, because the sun could come out from any of the openings in the cloud cover.